I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, April 5th. Quincy police are searching for a driver who ran from the scene of a two-car crash early this morning. Police say a male driver ran a red light at Washington Street and McGrath Highway at around 1 a.m., crashed into another car, then fled on foot. The other operator was taken to a hospital for treatment of unspecified injuries. Both cars were towed from the scene. City, state, and federal officials are all expected to attend the wake for former Congressman William Delahunt in Quincy today. The wake is today from 2 to 7 p.m. at the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center. A procession led by Quincy police officers will travel from the Hamel Lydon Funeral Home in Wollaston down Hancock Street to the church underneath an American flag suspended by a Quincy Fire Department ladder truck in Quincy Center. City Hall and the Coddington Building will close to the public at noon today to allow extra parking for the expected large number of visitors. There will be some traffic delays as the procession approaches the church. The blockades will be removed to allow the hearse to stop in front of the church. A funeral mass for Delahunt will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Parish in Dorchester. Delahunt died last Saturday at the age of 82 after a long illness. Donations in his memory may be made to the Adams Presidential Center. Quincy Public Schools will receive a $50,000 state grant to expand access to affordable, high-quality preschool. Governor Maura Healey announced the grants this week through the Commonwealth Preschool Partnership. A total of $3.4 million is being awarded to 16 school districts from revenue generated by the Fair Share Amendment, also known as the Millionaire's Tax. MBTA Red Line service will be suspended this weekend between Broadway and North Quincy on the Braintree Line and between Broadway and Ashmont on the Ashmont Line for the Dorchester Bridge Replacement Project. Free shuttle buses will replace train service. Commuter rail service will also be suspended between South Station and Braintree. Free bus service will also be provided. Two people have been arrested as police investigate the death of a Weymouth woman whose body was found after she was reported missing. A woman who had been living with 56-year-old Christine Ruth Mello was arrested along the roommate's associate, according to the Norfolk County DA's office. Investigators with state and local police found that 44-year-old Kelly Shaw and 45-year-old John Harper stole, issued forged checks, and more. There are no homicide charges in place at this time as the investigation continues. District Attorney Mike Morrissey said his office noted that Mello's death continues to be investigated as an apparent homicide. Shaw and Harper were initially due in Quincy District Court yesterday, but the hearing was moved to this morning. It was not immediately clear if they had lawyers who could speak to their arrests. Mello had been reported missing before her body was found Monday in her home on Lake Street. Details about how Mello's body was found have not been released. After she was reported missing, police showed up at the home on Saturday. Her body was found 2 days later. When people demonstrate outside the high-profile Karen Reed trial set to begin this month in Dedham, they'll need to keep 200 feet away from the courthouse, a judge ruled yesterday. The ruling is something of a compromise. Prosecutors had sought a 500-foot buffer zone, while people who planned to protest told a judge they believed that restricting the protest would violate their First Amendment rights. The judge also announced that inside the courthouse in Dedham, while the trial is going on, no one will be allowed to wear or exhibit any buttons, photographs, clothing, or insignia having to do with the Reed case. And she also banned law enforcement uniforms inside the courtroom, both for people testifying and people sitting in the audience. The ruling came hours after a hearing on the matter, in which prosecutors argued that a 500-foot buffer zone for protesters was needed not to infringe on the First Amendment right, but to protect the jury. They said it was important to have a fair and impartial jury for the case. They argued that there are parties that want to try and see if they can influence the jury inappropriately in the case. Reed is accused of killing her Boston police officer boyfriend in 2022. Her lawyers have alleged that she's being framed amid a massive cover-up, which the prosecution has denied. Trial is set to begin on April 16th. A former Weymouth police officer charged in federal court yesterday for using excessive force, allegedly punching a man in custody several times without cause in 2022. 43-year-old Justin Chappelle charged with one count of deprivation of rights under color of law, according to the U.S. attorney. Charges stem from an incident July 2nd of 2022 when Chappelle was a member of the Weymouth Police Department. Officers were dispatched to a report of an intoxicated man causing a disturbance. When Chappelle confronted the man in question, body camera footage showed a violent struggle between the suspect and the officer. Chappelle can be seen striking the man's legs with a baton several times before another officer arrived to help apply the handcuffs. According to charging documents, Chappelle allegedly punched the arrestee about 13 times with a closed fist. He resigned from the department on July 11th of that year, a week after the incident. A plea hearing for Chappelle is scheduled for April 11th. Charge of deprivation of rights under color of law resulting in bodily injury provides for a sentence of up to 10 years in prison, 3 years supervised release, and a fine of up to $250,000. Manette Community Health Center of Quincy has voted unanimously to present its highest honor, the Manette Medallion, to the City of Quincy Community Development Block Grant Program and the City of Taunton's School Committee. The award will be presented at Manette's June Bloom fundraising event on June 6th at the Shield Science Center at Stonehill College in Easton. The Manette Medallion has been presented by the board periodically since 2005 to an individual or group living or working in a community served by the health center, who has significantly lifted, supported, championed, or advanced the health center's dedication to providing accessible, high-quality health care and supportive services, and demonstrated consistent community goodwill and fellowship beyond the health center walls. It was last presented in 2022 to Manette's Pandemic Response Team volunteers, a group of nearly 50 individuals who assisted with Manette's COVID-19 vaccine clinics, helping the health center to vaccinate thousands of children, adults, and seniors across its service areas. Manette Community Health Center is celebrating its 45th anniversary this year. A life-changing surprise for a group of seniors at Brockton High School, a college in North Carolina giving $1 million in scholarships to students, kids who were left speechless by the gesture. Principal Kevin McCaskill said they told the students they needed them in the auditorium for a presentation, leading many of them to be shocked by what happened next. More than two dozen of the seniors, who had a GPA between 3.5 and 4.0, accepted on the spot into that college. Others are still considering their options. In total, the school pledged almost $1 million in scholarship money for the seniors at Brockton High School. A check of business news this morning, and stocks opened the day in negative territory. The Dow plummeted 530 points. The NASDAQ dropped 228, and the S&P lost 64. Asian shares also declined after a U.S. Fed official said the central bank might not deliver any of the interest rate cuts that Wall Street's been banking on this year, citing concerns about inflation. The dollar and the euro both down, oil at almost $87 a barrel. In sports, Bruins beat the Hurricanes 4-1, and they will be hosting the Panthers tomorrow at 3:30 at the Garden. Celtics take on Sacramento tonight at the Garden at 7:30, and the Red Sox are in L.A. against the Angels at 9:38 p.m. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers, high 46. Tonight, cloudy at low of 34. Some rain and snow showers tomorrow, high of 45. Sunday, cloudy, high of 46. Monday, sunshine and a high of 61 degrees. The marine forecast calling for waves of anywhere from 2 to 5 feet and winds out of the west 15, gusting to 25 knots. High tide 8:54 a.m. Sunrise 6:18, set at 7:14. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, April 5th.